G'day, Max. Now, don't adjust your screen. This is not a technical hitch. You didn't really think you'd escape without a send-off, did you? Not after a stunning career in journalism spanning three decades. There were stints in Washington and Canberra, your column in The Bulletin, a Walkley Award, a Logie, and, of course, some of the best interviews ever done on Australian television. Many of them right here on Late Line.
And now to our guest this evening, Chris Patten. Governor, welcome to the program.
Hello, nice to be here.
Tony Blair, welcome to Late Line.
Thank you very much.
Madeleine Albright, William Cohen, welcome to Late Line and indeed to Australia.
Pleasure to be here.
Shimon Peres, welcome to Late Line.
Good morning or good evening, whatever it is, the time on Australia.
Aung San Suu Kyi, in recent weeks, of course, the SLORC have once again attempted to make life very, very difficult for you and your supporters. What is behind the latest crackdown, do you think? And now to our guest, the retiring Chief Justice of the High Courts, Gerard Brennan. Welcome to Late Line.
Thank you.
From keeping politicians in check...
because of his arrogance at every stage.
OK, gentlemen, I'll come back to the issue of trade. I'm sorry, Mr Beazley. I'll come back to some of these issues.
OK, look, I'm sorry.
Where is the balance? I mean, this is the equivalent of outsourcing the fate of human beings. You are handing over complete control to another government. I mean, you don't do that in any other area of public policy.
To discussing the novels of Jane Austen.
The sailors who come in off the back of the Napoleonic Wars.
Those gorgeous officers.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, be still my heart. Lindsay, I must say, you've captured a lovely bitchy moment in Sense and Sensibility when the Dashwood girls go to the London Ball and, of course, the London ladies look down their noses and almost sotto voce say, oh, they've turned up in their country fashions. I thought that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
From architecture...
Renzo Piano, thank you for joining us. As we celebrate the 25th birthday of the Opera House, I suppose it's a time to be lyrical about this wonderful building. What do you think explains its special appeal?
To international economics.
It's just that, as you know, when we consider the behaviour of the titans of the past, whether it be, say, the emergence of, you know, France and Britain in the 18th and 19th centuries or in the past century, the US and the Soviet Union, there's been immense conflict and international tension, hasn't there? I mean, why would you be confident that perhaps we could avoid that this time round with India and China?
Well, I don't think you can ever be confident about what's going to happen between nation states.
No subject and no guest ever daunted you.
A lot about the monolithical
party. Yeah, but can I tell you, Wayne Swan, how this looked at people beyond the bear pit of Parliament House? It sort of looked like two boofheads who were more interested in taking a piece off each other than in any issue of national interest.
And finally, we couldn't pass up the chance to reveal something gratuitously embarrassing. Deep in the vaults, we found some footage of a very young ABC reporter sent out by This Day Tonight on an important assignment at Brisbane's famous Cloudland Ballroom.
It's a beautiful building. It's about the last of the big ballrooms left in Australia, and it'd be a shame to see it go.
Well, look, I'm one of the original go-go girls from the 60s, I'm afraid, but would you consider me as a dancing partner?
My word, with that body, definitely.
From everyone at Late Line, thanks, Max. We'll miss you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Miss McHugh.
Best of luck with whatever you decide to do in the future, and who knows, maybe we'll see you next on Dancing with the Stars or whatever. Well, before any further embarrassing speculation, I better hand this show back to you in the studio.
Well, Tony, I'll take this up with you at the Late Line Christmas party next week. That's the program for the week and indeed for the year. Late Line goes now into summer recess and will return in the first week of February. And as has been made clear, this is my last night at the anchor desk after many long and very happy years here at the ABC. I am retiring from broadcasting and I guess I want to take some time to consider other challenges. I want to say thank you to all those who've sent through their good wishes. And a special thank you to the countless producers and editors and technical staff that I've worked with over the years. They have done all the work that you never see. And it is that sense of collegiality that I know that I'm certainly going to miss. So on that note, to all our viewers, have a very happy Christmas. And it is goodbye from me.